This is Walter Schrode, your roving reporter at KSRT Radio in Socorro, New Mexico. We have with us this afternoon Mr. Lonnie Zamora, the Socorro patrolman that, while chasing a car, found himself in an area about 2 miles west of Socorro and 1 mile east of KSRC radio station, at which time he reports he came upon an unidentified object resting on four legs. That as he drew closer, the object took off with a loud roar, spouting blue-red flame, and disappeared in the sky. A great number of cars and Socorro people have gathered here in front of the studios of KSRC to catch a glimpse of Mr. Zamora as he arrived and welcome him with their car horns. Mr. Zamora, after coming upon this object, just what did happen?
I went up that little road for about half a mile, I guess. Came up to this little parking deal there on the side of the road, and I, for a glance out the window, looked to my left and seen this white object on the ground. So I thought it might be a car that had turned over.
Uh-huh.
So I also the real big hairy going out there to investigate, thought maybe somebody would be hurt. That time I saw this white egg-shaped looking object.
It looked something like an egg, you mean?
Yeah, from the distance I was, it looked like an egg to me.
About the size of a car, I think someone said.
Yes, sir, it looked like a car had turned over.
Uh-huh.
That's why I say it's the size of a car.
And did it have any kind of markings on it of any kind that you noticed?
Yes, it did. Not from that far, I didn't see the markings. When I went up closer to it, I did see the markings.
And someone said that the markings, as you saw it, was an upside-down V with three lines running through it.
No, sir, I couldn't tell you that because they still don't want you to say nothing about the markings.
No, they don't want you to say anything about the markings. All right, we won't question you on that. And if we run into an area that they don't want you to talk about, well, you just say so. And this happened about 5:30 Friday afternoon.
It happened about 5:50, about 10 minutes to 6.
About 10 minutes to 6. And you did place a call in to Sergeant Chavis of the state police to come on out and help you with the investigation.
As soon as I saw this object, I didn't know what it was. I placed a call to Sergeant Chavis of the state police. Told him he would come out there and help me on this. He said, yes, I'll be right there in about a few minutes.
And he arrived just about 2 or 3 minutes after the object had taken off and left.
Well, the object was still about top of the mountain up there whenever he arrived.
It was still in that direction it went. It went over the top of the mountain. And we've heard several reports that it flew low, like it was dragging something, and we've heard some...
It was very low to the ground. At the time I was seeing it, it was very low to the ground, up to the perlite mill there, and then it started gaining altitude.
Now, also, it was reported to me that when you first drove up into this area and sighted this object, that the motors were running and it was going or some such sound as that. Is that correct?
I couldn't say because it happened so fast. I started running. I was scared.
Well, I don't blame you. There's thoughts of it even scares me yet. Now, you did say that you saw two what appeared to be people dressed in white uniforms with, did they have helmets on like spacemen or anything?
No, sir, I wouldn't say they're people. I saw something white coverall. That's what I could say.
They looked like they were something in white coverall.
Right.
But you couldn't identify them as actually being a human being as you and I are.
No, sir, I couldn't.
You didn't know where they turned and saw you or what then?
Well, I would say that this white object turned and saw me.
Yeah. Were they two of them?
I would say it were two because one was in front and the other object was in back.
Did you have a chance to notice what kind of a doorway they had to this flying object?
Didn't notice any doors, no.
And when it took off, it made a loud roaring sound. Is that
Very loud noise, roar sound.
And then after it got up in the air about 20 feet, well, the sound seemed to disappear.
The sound was disappeared and was very, very quiet. We could hear a pin drop there.
And now, the markings it left on the ground, now the reports that I have had, and I haven't had a chance to go and take a look, and the winds yesterday have probably spoiled a lot of that anyway, was that they were deep indentations in the ground, approximately 10 inches wide and 6 to 8 inches deep, about 15 feet apart. Is that a correct report?
Well, I'd say it was about 19 feet apart of the prints.
Uh-huh. And were there any other prints, like footprints around the area at right after the takeoff, or when you were making the investigation?
There were some prints, but I wouldn't know if there were footprints or anything, just prints, I don't say.
You couldn't identify them as actually being a footprint, just indentations like maybe somebody might have walked there, or somebody might have walked there.
Somebody walked around there because there was, when I got there, there was nobody around there yet.
Now, there was, according to a report on one of the news, the television stations in Albuquerque, claimed that they had a call just about 5:30 in Albuquerque of a sighting about a flying object flying in this direction. Did you hear anything about that?
No, sir, I didn't.
Which, if that be true, means that someone in Albuquerque saw this object flying in this direction just prior to your sighting it. And which corroborates the fact that there was something here. Now, it's the feeling, I get the feeling, at least, Lonnie, of the people that I've talked to and they were out in the area, that they are quite sure that something landed there and something took off from this spot because of not only the imprint that is left in the ground, but the fire that it started and the method of which the fire or the power that it was, whatever it was using, kind of spread itself as it took off. Is that right?
Right. No, there was something out there because I've seen it.
And what was your immediate reaction as soon as you realized that this thing might be an object from outer space?
Well, I didn't think it would be an object from outer space because I don't believe in things like this from outer space.
Well, it was something that you'd never seen before, and
right.
It was enough to scare you to run in the other direction.
Well, what scared me was the loud noise and the flame that it had under it.
It had a large flame then,
right,
as it took off.
Mm-hmm.
Was it a yellow flame or a...
It was a bluish, orange flame. I thought this object was going to blow up. That's why I started running back.
And did you notice whether these arms that it was sitting on retracted back into the object as it flew away?
Or you didn't have
time. And besides just running in the other direction,
right,
at that time, I would have been too. Are there any other things about this sighting that you think our listening audience might be interested in, or something that you'd be allowed to tell us?
No, that's all I saw.
Uh-huh. And did it disappear into the high sky after it got over around the perlite, or just
yes, sir, it flew low to the perlite mine, then from there on, it just so fast that you could barely hear.
Right, straight up in the air.
You had to be paying attention to what you were looking at to see what it was doing.
Uh-huh. Well, do you think we're going to get any more of them around here?
Hope not. Not immediately.
Well, it was quite an interesting experience, I'm sure, and it has caused an awful lot of comment. Did the investigators that were called in make any comments at all in one direction or the other, with the exception of that they do not have any such object in this area?
Oh, they're still puzzled themselves, yes.
And there's been no report on the samplings they took of the area around there from the burning brush and the area that the blast hit the ground. They might give them a clue as to what kind of power was being used on this.
No, sir, no.
Uh-huh. Well, I think I've just about covered it here. Let's see. It wasn't dragging anything. We had a report that it was dragging something as it landed.
No, I wouldn't say it was dragging nothing, just low to the ground.
And you can't think of anything else then about the sighting of this flying object that our listening audience might be interested in.
No, that's all I'll say now.
Well, Lonnie, I'm sure you've been getting an awful lot of questions and a lot of inquiry. I imagine you're beginning to get a little tired of it, actually, for so many people calling and asking you about it. Maybe this will be one way to keep too many people from having you have to go through the story over and over again.
Right.
Well, it's been a real pleasure talking to you, Mr. Lonnie Zamora. This is the gentleman, the support patrolman, that Friday at around 10 minutes to 6, come upon an object, a flying object, an unidentified flying object, as the government prefers to call them.
Excuse me, Walter. I've got some military people at the service office who want to talk to me now. I believe they're from the UFO.
Well, you have some military people that are here from UFO to talk to you right now and to ask you some more questions about this. And they have not in any way tried to indicate that they didn't want us to cover this type of maneuver.
No, yet. Sir, I just told them I was going to come here and talk to you on the radio station. Is that all right?
Well, that's fine. And we would be interested in knowing what they think about it if they will allow it. And after you get through talking to them, if you would call us back here at KSRC and give us some of the information that they might allow you to let us broadcast.
We'd be glad to.
All right. And, Mrs. Zamora, I hope that you don't come upon any more of these objects. Unless we find out exactly what they are. So it's been a pleasure, Mr. Zamora, having you in our studios. And we want to thank you, and I know our listeners thank you. And this is expressed by the great number of cars that are out here in front of our studios just to get a glimpse of what we might call a Socorro celebrity right at the moment.
Thank you again, Mrs. Zamora. It's been very nice having you in our KSRC studio. You've just been listening to a KSRC radio special featuring an interview with Mr. Lonnie Zamora, the patrolman here in Socorro, that sighted an unidentified object that flew away when he